Ethereum devs wrap Soldan Interop in Svalbard. Ahead of Glamsterdam, Ethereum's core developer community spent the past week in Svalbard for Soldan, a multi-client interop session aimed at hardening implementations slated for the upcoming Glamsterdam upgrade. The official Ethereum account confirmed the event on May 2, 2026, framing the goal as scaling Ethereum securely, a polar interop in the middle of a quiet market. The timing is worth noting. ETH trades at $2,308 as of May 2, 2026, roughly flat on the day and down 0.4% on the week, while the crypto fear and greed index sits at 45, neutral. With no near-term price catalyst, attention shifts to protocol work that will not show up in a price chart for months. Soldan is the latest in a series of in-person interop weeks where client teams, Geth, Nethermind, Reth, Aragon, and Besu on the execution side, plus Lighthouse, Prism, Teku, Nimbus, and Lodestar on the consensus side, test changes against one another before any of those changes touch mainnet. What Glamsterdam is trying to solve, Glamsterdam is the working name for Ethereum's next planned hard fork after Fusaka. The Ethereum Post described the Svalbard week as a step towards scaling Ethereum securely. Language that points to two parallel tracks the network has been working through, increasing data availability for layer 2 rollups, and tightening consensus assumptions so that scaling does not erode finality guarantees. Recent debate on the Ethereum research forums has centered on blob throughput, validator economics, and gas limit dynamics. Soldan is where those proposals collide with implementation reality across multiple client teams in the same room. Why multi-client stress tests happen before hard forks Ethereum's client diversity is one of its core security claims, but it is also the network's hardest engineering constraint. Every protocol change has to compile, sync, and reach consensus across 5 independent execution clients and 5 consensus clients written in different languages. A bug in one client becomes a chain split risk if it slips into mainnet undetected. Interops like Soldan surface those bugs in a controlled environment. Devs run shadow forks, fuzz state transitions, and replay edge case mainnet blocks against pre-release client builds. Anything that breaks in Svalbard gets patched and retested before any public testnet activation slot is set. Layer 2 implications. Most Ethereum activity now happens on rollups, not on the base layer. That shift makes the Glamsterdam scope material to anyone using a wallet or card that touches an ETH-secured chain. If the upgrade ships the data availability improvements that have been discussed, per-transaction fees on Optimism, Arbitrum, Base, and Linea drop further. If it tightens validator slashing rules, the staking yield on Solo and pooled ETH validators shifts. For end users, the takeaway is narrow but concrete. The same chain that settles transactions for spend from wallet products like the Ledger CL card and the MetaMask Metal card is going through a coordinated client rewrite, and that rewrite is being validated in person by the people who maintain those clients. There is no public mainnet date for Glamsterdam yet. What to watch next? The next markers will be a Glamsterdam spec freeze, a public DevNet announcement, and a testnet activation slot. Each step takes weeks, and any one of them can be pushed back if Soldan surfaced issues that need a redesign rather than a patch. Until those markers land, the relevant data points stay flat. ETH price has barely moved, gas fees are low, and client teams are quietly doing protocol work in the Arctic. The work itself is the news.